For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The list of things you can make in an air fryer seems to get longer all the time, and people are enthusiastic to learn about what they can do with it. A video posted by Whitney Ainscough went viral and even led to an appearance on national television in the UK. And what Whitney demonstrated was how to use an air fryer to make a cup of tea. Whitney, good afternoon to you. Could you start anyway, Whitney, by describing to us how you make a cup of tea in an air fryer?
So you get your cup. You pop it in the air fryer, you pop your tea bag in and you pop your hot water in. You can put sugar in if you want to, or you can just pop it straight in, leave it for around 6 to 10 minutes to air fry, and then open it up and add your milk, and you can put it in a bit longer if it's not your desired colour. But be cautious when you do take it out, because the cup can be quite hot. It's not the traditional way to make a cup of tea, but it works.
Right. OK. And now, and on the original video that you put online, a lot of people had commented on the fact that maybe you had been cooking other things in there previously. So did the tea have a bit of an aftertaste on that occasion?
It did, yes. It did taste a bit like oil / French fries. So I do recommend, if you want to taste the tea, just to cook it in a clean air fryer. But if you don't mind a bit of chip fat, then you can cook it with chips.
Okay. So, I mean, a cup of tea, and a lot of people might think a cup of tea that tastes vaguely of chips might be quite nice.
Yeah, it was all right. It was drinkable anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why did you do this? Given that I assume we all know it would be quicker to do it with a kettle, obviously. Is it just for the challenge of it?
No, it's because air fryers are used for every single thing nowadays. They are the in thing. So imagine one day you're at home, your kettle breaks. What are you going to make a cup of tea with?
Yeah.
You could use a microwave, but air fryers are in now. Say your microwave broke as well. It's just showing that you can make a cup of tea in there. So if you have got an air fryer, you don't have to just cook food in it. You can cook what you want in there.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. And is this something you do a lot? Would you make a cup of tea usually in the air fryer? Or is it just kind of to demonstrate its use for emergency situations?
No, so I did first initially make one in there to show that you could do that. But I have done it since as well, just in the respect of, so when you make a cup of tea from the kettle, it's like instantly ready. But if I put my tea in there and I wait 10 minutes, I can get something else done in that 10 minutes, and then I've got a cup of tea waiting for me and it's still hot.
Yeah. Do you use your bog standard stove? Do you use that at all nowadays, or is it just all air fryer?
No, I'll be honest, I don't really. Unless it comes to something like, you know, cooking vegetables that you need a pan or whatever, I cook everything in the air fryer, everything.
Okay. And have you found anything that you can't really cook in an air fryer or doesn't cook as well?
No, I wouldn't say so, to be honest with you. I use my air fryer every single day, and obviously I've not really found, obviously vegetables, you can't really cook vegetables in there if you want them boiled, but you can cook them and like air fry them.
Yeah.
So no, you can cook everything in there, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people, even since we started talking, Whitney, a lot of people are texting in to say that they haven't used their oven since they got the air fryer. Do you do any baking at all? Might you bake in the air fryer?
You can actually bake in the air fryer. So it depends on what air fryer you do have, because there's different models and different ones out. Obviously, with mine, it has lots of different settings on it. So it's got like grill, it's got dehydrate, it's got like bake, it's got loads of different settings. So if your air fryer has that setting, you could potentially bake in there as well. Yeah.
Okay. So have you a pretty fancy one? Fancy air fryer?
Yeah, it is. I think it was about £150, but you can get your normal cheap one for like £40, and they still do a fantastic job. But it depends what you want in it. For if you want to just cook food, then you just need your box standard one. But if you want to move on to like baking and stuff like that, I would recommend an expensive one. Yeah.
Because I suppose a lot of things we might buy in a supermarket, it doesn't necessarily say on the instructions how you would cook it in an air fryer. So do you have to kind of experiment a wee bit if that isn't clear?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that is the thing, experimenting on different times and different cooking. People have different, you know, different tastes of how they like things cooked. I tend to overcook a lot of things, so I leave everything in longer. But it is just trial and error and playing about with it. The next thing, actually, that I will be trying is... So I have actually tried drying clothes in a microwave before, you know, like socks if they're still wet. So my next thing is actually to try drying a pair of socks in the air fryer from the washer.
Wow.
That's my next one.
Wow. Yeah. I suppose theoretically it's possible, but you're effectively baking a pair of socks.
Yeah, but if it works and you need to go out in 10 minutes and it's going to leave them dry, then it's worth a try.
It is, I suppose, worth a try. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, have you tried anything unusual in an air fryer? You can't get more unusual than trying wet socks.
Well, no, so that will be probably one of my next videos to go on social media, me drying a pair of socks in an air fryer and seeing how long it takes. So that is the next one. Yeah.
And the food you tend to buy, Whitney, are you going when you're doing your shop, are you kind of looking specifically for things that'll work well with an air fryer?
Not really, because I think everything works well in an air fryer. But I have seen it, you know, like places like Poundland and stuff like that. You can actually get air fryer meals like salt and pepper chicken and chips. So I have got some of those and I have done videos before and they are absolutely fantastic. But you can literally just chuck anything in there and it will cook it fantastic.
Yeah. Now, this particular video you made, I think it was... couple of million views. Yeah. It got. Do you have an online career solely based on making things with an air fryer?
No, it's not solely making things with an air fryer. I kind of like portray myself online as like, obviously my social name is It Me Bad Mom. But it's like portraying and showing people different ways because I'm not a perfect person and I don't live perfectly. I like to try random things, seeing what works and, you know, like budgeting, and I'm not showing that I'm perfect. So I like to try these different things.
Yeah, like everyone else, really, rather than, you know, going, my life's perfect and it's perfectly clean and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah. I don't like to follow the crowd. I am one on my own.
Yeah. Of course, the cup of tea, though, it's a particularly British institution. Did you get any negative reviews to that?
Well, obviously, a lot of people say it's so much quicker to make it with a kettle. Like, why would you do that? But obviously, my reasons still stand. Your kettle breaks, then what are you going to do? So obviously, you know, trying out different things, seeing what works. And yeah, obviously, people are going to comment like, what on earth? But like I say, if I go and put it in an air fryer and I go and hoover up, by the time I come back, it's ready. If I've made it in the kettle, it's going to be cold by then.
Yeah. Someone says, though, just on your next project, the socks project, that if the socks have polyester, that might be dangerous, that you might poison everybody.
Really?
Yeah,
Ooh.
I'm not a scientist, but I don't know. But maybe airborne.
Right, so I'll make sure they're definitely cotton socks and maybe that
yes.
might, you know. Yeah, I'll make sure the cotton socks.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And someone else said they make toasted sandwiches in the air fryer. They're lovely. Have you done
that? Toasted sandwiches. Grilled wraps and stuff like that. You know, if you get a wrap and you put all your stuff inside, it makes it nice and like a warm wrap, really nice.
Right. Okay. That sounds absolutely lovely. How often do you make videos?
Well, I tend to make several videos, but like when I first started social media, they were more like this sort of video. Now I've sort of moved on to like advertising and working with brands and companies and stuff. I mean, I get air fryers sent to me to advertise as well.
Do you?
But these kind of videos, if something pops into my head and I think, oh, I'm going to try that. Can you do that? Like the sock thing. I will go ahead and make that video.
Yeah. And do you keep your air fryer in your kitchen? And yeah. I only ask that because, you know, they can be a bit smelly.
Yeah, I do keep my air fryer in my kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't find it as smelly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's maybe because you have a good one.
Yeah, I have a good one.
The old cheap one I have makes an awful stink. Whitney, thanks very much for talking to us today. Very best of luck with your future career. That was Whitney Ainscough there at Influencer. It's Me Bad Mum is their online handle.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.